Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Psalm 102 for just a moment. It's 28 verses. I'm not even going to attempt to deal with all these verses tonight. We'll lay some groundwork and we'll pick it up over the next week or two. The more I study it, the bigger it gets. And I hope to be a help to us tonight. Psalm 102, I'll let you remain seated. Let's read these verses and then we'll kind of lay out the thought and the direction. We'll take this psalm, give you a few things to think on, and we'll go to the house. The Bible said, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an earth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I'm like a pelican of the wilderness. I'm like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day. They that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass." Listen to the tone that changes beginning in verse number 12. "But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come." Boy, I can't wait to preach that. "This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same." Hallelujah. "But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end." Verse 28, it's a verse that's just growing on me and growing on me, and I really don't even know what to do with it, and we won't get there this evening. But he said, "The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee." Amen. Heavenly Father, please help us for a moment tonight. We pray again. Lord, we know we can't deal with all this tonight. And so I ask you, Lord, give us a little bit of direction for just a few moments tonight. Lord, all you do for us, we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. This psalm is in the line of psalms, believe it to be written by David, is Psalm 101, the former psalm, and Psalm 103, the psalm that is to come. Both are penned by David. It would seem as though the context would fit the life of David. Some have supposed different backgrounds and scenes. I guess maybe the predominant one would be maybe even the time of Absalom's rebellion in the life of David and all that came against David in those days. You've heard me say before, I think those days in the life of David, of what Absalom done and the condition that Israel and Jerusalem was found to be in, the division and the kingdom in that day, was some of the most hard days and difficult days and troubling days of David's life. It wasn't just the kingdom was having issues, it was his own family was having issues, and it has affected him very deeply and very greatly. In fact, in this psalm, as we've read these verses, the opening 11 verses, along with the heading of this psalm, indicates that this is a time of affliction in David's life. Look with me if you see the heading there in your Bible in the top of Psalm 102. It says, a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. And so the theme of this psalm is absolutely that of affliction. And affliction, being overwhelmed, being in a time of complaint, being in a time, as David spake about in verse number two, in a time when I am in trouble. And so David, if whatever the background is, the situation is, one thing stands out in David's view, one thing is real in David's heart, is that he has come up against some trouble and has brought some affliction into his life. There is the affliction that is magnified, that David in verses 1 and 2 seems to feel as though he's being ignored. And he's calling upon God, he's been praying to God, he's been trying to get an answer from God, and yet it seems like in this time of trouble, his affliction is magnified in that it would seem like to David that God has been ignoring him. He speaks about in verse number 3, for my days are consumed like smoke and my bones are burned as an earth. He speaks of his physical condition there. He speaks of his heart and his emotions and his mental state, if you will. In verse number 4, my heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. He speaks of groaning in verse number 5. He speaks of loneliness and desertion in verse number 6. And in verse number 7, he speaks in verse number 8 of a reproach that the enemy has brought against him, and that they are mad. There are people that are mad at him because of whatever the reason, be it justified or unjustified. David is aware that his foes are very real and at work against him in his life. He speaks of his weeping and his tears as a result of the condition that he's in verse number 9. And in verse number 10, he speaks as though it is the Lord and the Lord's chastening hand, as though God has been angry with David. And the indignation and the wrath of God have come against David. In fact, in that verse, I'll show you in a moment and draw it back out, he speaks of the fact that there is a sense about what he has gone through, that David said, Lord, it is you that has lifted me up. How did God lift David up? You better believe that he did. Amen. Lifted him up out of the sheepfold. He lifted him up out of the wilderness. He lifted him up out of the early years of his life, put his anointing upon him and the crown of Israel upon his head, and placed him upon the throne. And God had indeed lifted David up. But now David said, Lord, you have not only lifted me up, but now you have cast me down. Amen. I have known the joy of God's hand magnifying me. But Lord, now look in verse 11, my days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. Lord, you caused me to be lifted up, to spring forth, to grow and ascend, and know heights that I would have never dreamed I could have known had it not been for the grace of the Lord God upon my life. But now, Lord, you have cast me down. Now I'm withered. Now I feel as though I'm dying. I feel like all I can do is weep and cry and complain. Lord, in the affliction and the trouble I am in, David is describing in these verses all that is involved in his affliction. Now, this word afflicted, we use it in verse number 10 to get our thought. The word afflicted, see if you can identify with this, literally means to depress. Amen. David said this is a prayer of the depressed. Amen. There's a crowd runs around, and what they say is, ain't no such thing as depression. It's all just in your mind. Amen. And it is in your mind, but it ain't. Amen. It is something that people are faced with. And David says this is a prayer. Psalm 102 is a prayer for those depressed. Say, amen. I've heard people testify, and I'm not doubting them. Amen. In fact, I rejoice alongside of them. Amen. For their sake. I've heard people say, I've never been depressed a day in my life. Amen. Well, good. Understand this. It ain't that way with everybody. Amen. There's some that face trouble and affliction. Amen. That wreaks havoc on their mind, their heart, their thoughts, their physical well-being, their walk with God, a depression that, amen, creeps in. This word afflicted not only means to depress, but it can also mean to oppress. Amen. To oppress. And David has, amen, can I put it this way, a spirit of oppression that has come alongside of him in all that is going on externally and in his family and in his kingdom and in his life, that, amen, is seemingly ruining his purpose. Amen, there's a spirit of oppression that comes alongside of David. Amen, that is doing something very, very specific in David's life. What is it? It is afflicting him. Amen. If you'll study this word affliction, here's another definition that you'll find in the etymology of this word, that the word afflicted means to browbeat. Amen. To beat down, to smack down, to, amen, drive down into the ground. And so David says that, amen, this is a prayer of the afflicted. Who's the afflicted? David is the afflicted. David is the one in trouble. David is the one that is praying this, amen, prayer in describing the trouble and the affliction that he's in. Amen. All of this in the word afflicted means that David feels beat down. Amen. And that's the description of this word afflicted. It describes a man beat down by his condition, it can be by his poverty, by a spirit of oppression, amen, by the conditions that are going on around him. Everything in David's life seems to be beating David down in Psalm 102. Amen. Verse number 10 is clear that David, amen, literally says, I feel like I've been beat down. Amen. Thou, Lord, he says, thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. Amen. I've been lifted up, now I've been cast down. This describes this phrase, thou hast lifted me up, cast me down, literally describes a man picking up a clay vessel, lifting it up over his head, and then throwing it down upon the ground so as to bust it in many pieces. That is what David is describing. I feel as though I have been cast down, beaten down, and in my affliction, Amen. I feel like I have been broken. Charles Spurgeon in his Treasuries of David in describing this verse, amen, likened this statement or this idea of being lifted up and cast down to that of a wrestler lifting his opponent overhead and throwing him down. And when I read that, Brother Tim, you'll appreciate this. I found it humorous. I thought, well, I didn't know, amen, WWE was going on back in Spurgeon's day. That's just what I pictured. But, amen, evidently this thing's been around a long, long, long time ago, even before, amen, Hulk Hogan and Macho Man ever showed up. Amen. Spurgeon said it's like a wrestler that, amen, takes his opponent, lifts him, and body slams him down on the ground, amen, in an attempt to overcome his opponent. This is where David is at. Amen. David, in a sense, he says it's God. He says it's my enemy. He says it's just my condition. It's just the trouble, amen, that I'm going through, whatever it is, and whoever's responsible, amen, David says, I feel beat down. Now, consider this with me. Do y'all understand that? That's verses 1 through 11. Amen. But I want to say this evening that this Saul is not just about being beat down. Does David feel beat down? You better believe he does. And has David encountered a time of affliction and trouble? Has he gone from being lifted up seemingly to be on top of the world, on top of the kingdom, sitting on the throne, wearing the crown, and calling the shots and having a handle on life? Amen. To now feeling hopeless, now feeling like there's nothing I can do. I'm at the mercy, amen, of my trouble, my enemy, and my God. Amen. Yes, all of that is true, and he feels beat down. Amen. But this psalm is also about, amen, bouncing back afterwards. Amen. And I want to say this evening, I won't get much further than, amen, just giving you the thought this evening, I'm going to let you go. But, amen, there are going to be times we feel beat down. There are going to be them 11 verses in our life where, amen, we don't know where the next blow is going to come from. And we don't know where the next brow beating is going to come from. Amen. Where we don't know where the next bad news is going to be, my friend, sounded from. Amen. That's where David is. But, amen, I'm glad he prayed this prayer in Psalm 102. Amen. You say it's a prayer of the afflicted, preacher. I can identify with that. I've been in affliction. I've been in trouble. I have been browbeat. I have been cast down and beat down. Amen. But that's not what David is saying. Amen. David is saying there are going to be generations to come, and they're going to feel beat down, and they're going to feel like, amen, they're being smacked around and their brains are being beat out of their head. Amen. They're going to feel oppression and depression, and they're going to feel as though their heart is fainting, and that their heart is smitten, and that their tears will, amen, flow to the day they die, that they've been weakened to the point that they'll never be able to stand. And in the prayer of the afflicted of Psalm 102, amen, David said a man can bounce back. Amen. Oh, the enemy may lift him and throw him down, but he can get back up. Amen. God may even in chastisement, amen, have to whip us every now and then. But, amen, there are things, there is a source that we have that we can bounce back. Amen. You say, well, where is that? I think it all changes in verse number 12. Amen. 11 verses, David said, Lord, I need you to hear me. Lord, I need you to pay me attention. Lord, I need you to understand what I'm going through. Lord, I need somebody that that, amen, will identify with what I'm going through. Or my own family's deserted me. My own family's done me wrong. I've got friends that have forsaken me. I've been reduced to feeling as though, amen, I'm going to die in this place that I'm in. And I love what David said, but thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever. I don't know how it's going to end for me. I don't know how in the world I'm going to recover. And I think what David is saying, if I do recover, amen, if I do bounce back, if I do dig out of this hole, amen, it'll be the ever-enduring God, amen, that helps me and assists me and lifts me up, the same God that lifted me up and cast me down. Amen, the same God that set me on the throne and then let me be kicked off the throne, amen, is the same God that can lift me up again. Amen. I'm glad tonight I've got a God that endures. Amen. And whatever's got me beat down, browbeat, cast in pieces. Amen. I'm glad it's nothing for the God that is on the inside of me. Amen. And David is acknowledging that, amen, in these times when we feel beat down, amen, the only hope and help we have, Brother A.L., amen, is going to be in our God, amen, who endures, who never gets weary, amen, who is never beat down, who is never browbeat, who is never depressed, who is never oppressed, who is never overwhelmed, who is never afflicted, who has never been in trouble. Amen. That is where and who our hope is in. Amen. And so we cannot keep these, can I put it this way? We cannot keep the beat down from coming. But if we lean on God, we can bounce back from the beat down. And so I want to preach Psalm 102 on this thought. Amen. Every now and then I come up with probably maybe what the thought is greater than the message. I hope that's not the case. Amen. But in preaching Psalm 102 on the thought, bouncing back after you've been beat down. Bouncing back after you've been beat down. And I'm thinking again to our wrestling illustration that dear Brother Spurgeon, amen, gave to us. Amen. And you say, preacher, all that wrestling stuff, all that WWF and WWE and SmackDown and all that. And I don't watch it anymore. If you do, that's your business. I can't do it. If you can, that's fine. Amen. More power to you. But I did watch it when I was young. Amen. And I remember them guys getting in the ring. Men like the Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Randy Savage, and Jake the Snake. Amen. All them guys. And they'd get in there, but Jack. Amen. And they'd go through their production. You said, preach, all that was fake. I understand that may be so. Maybe it wasn't. All right. Amen. And yet, they would get in there. Amen. They began to wrestle and throw each other around. Amen. There would be one that, amen, would look like he was winning. Amen. Look like he had the upper hand. And he would throw him from one side of the ring to the other into the buckles. Amen. He'd slam him on the ground. He'd give him an elbow. Amen. He'd give him a flying leg kick. Amen. He'd smack him on the chest. I mean, you just tell every blow he was getting weaker and weaker and weaker. I guess everybody's favorite was the Hulk Hogan. Amen. And they would nearly beat him slam to death. Amen. Where he'd be wallowing around on the ground. Amen. Not disoriented. And they'd come over there and they'd lay on him to try to pin it. And the ref would come over there and he'd smack one. And he'd smack two. And he'd raise to smack three. And Hogan would go, amen, and lift that shoulder. Amen. And he'd go wailing back on him again and beat him back down. Amen. And they'd go through all that. Amen. And I'll never forget, you can always watch it come. Amen. They'd get the Hogan down. Amen. They'd get Hulk down. Amen. They'd be counting, and all of a sudden he'd lift one more time.
Amen. And somewhere on the inside of it, amen, he'd lift that arm and he'd start shaking that head. Amen. And he'd get this look in his eye. Amen. And he'd throw his opponent off and he would stand there. Amen. And he'd have this look like, amen, you beat me down for the last time. Amen. And he'd take his opponent, he'd throw him to this side and that side. Amen. And it would be like a whole new man just step back in the ring. Amen. And you say, preach, all that was fake. Amen. But I'll be honest with you, just going down memory's lane, I'm getting a little happy right now. Amen. I won't say tonight that it is fake and that may be fake. Amen. Sometimes that's how we feel though. We feel like we've been slung from one, amen, one side of the ring of life to the other. And we've been thrown in the buckles of, amen, hardship and affliction. That, amen, we've been beat down and somehow every time, amen, we're going to be counted out for the last time. Amen, there's something on the inside that, amen, we just kind of jump back up and we never quite find a place to be counted out. Amen, and oh, I'm glad for the times that, amen, by the power of God, we're able, amen, to bounce back after having been beat down. Amen, I may be preaching somebody tonight. Amen, you don't know how you're going to make it. Amen, you don't even know how you've made it as far as you have. Amen, much less how you're going to make it over the next several days. Amen, I want to say tonight, amen, the enemy may be real and oppression and depression and affliction. Amen, may have smacked you down. You may have been cast out. Amen, but I'm telling you tonight, God is our help and God is our hope. He is the one that endures. Amen, you'll see in the end of this psalm that David said, had I have been wicked, amen, my days have been shortened, but, amen, I'm still trusting the God that endures. Amen, the one who is the same forever and the one who never changes. He is my strength and he is my triumph. Amen, I'm getting about 3 weeks ahead right now. Amen, but David is saying, amen, I understand that God will help me when I've been beat down. He'll help me bounce back. After all, let me say this. We'll start winding down. After all, has he not done that so many times before in your life? How many times? Can you put a number on them? Can you remember all of them? Can you recall all the days that you said, Lord, I feel so whooped. Only to have God and his endurance and his power and his grace help you make it and bounce back and sing a little while longer. Amen. And preach another sermon. And show up to another service. And be a blessing to somebody else along the way. And pray another prayer. Amen. Serve the Lord another day. Amen. Where do we get that as the children of God? It ain't in our own super duper abilities. Right. We get that because when we feel like we have been beat down, we can pray and say with David, but thou, O Lord, shall endure forever. Amen. What's beating me down ain't beat God down not one little bit. Amen. So what do we have to help us bounce back? Here's what I want to preach over the next couple of weeks. Amen. Some things God has given us in this psalm that we find in the Lord or associated with our God. Amen. That help us. I'll list them. I think I've got at least five, and I'm working on the sixth one. I'm not quite sure how we're going to deal with verse 28. But I want to say that we can bounce back after we've been beat down. Amen. We're helped by praying at God's throne. Amen. This is a prayer of the afflicted. You are never going to bounce back so long as you ignore the throne of God. Amen. David, when he felt beat down, we can say what we want to say about the whole deal with Absalom and David's family and the condition it was in, and And a lot of that was David's own fault and reaping what he sowed. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. David understood something. I may have made a mess of this, but God's the only hope I've got. Amen. And he was going to be helped and bounced back, amen, by praying at God's throne. He was going to find help by perception of God's timing.
Amen.
Amen. I got to give you this just in passing. Verse 13, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Here's what I want you to understand. Your beat downs and mind that we receive in this walk of life, God's in control of all that. You say, when am I going to be able to bounce back? I want everybody to look this way. Here's what I want to tell you. You'll bounce back when God's ready for you to.
Amen.
You can whine and complain about it and bellyache about how bad you hate your circumstance. But David said, there is a set time that God will break through for me and let me come back.
Amen.
Amen. We'll preach on that. Oh, you don't want to miss that one. Amen. He was helped by passion for God's tabernacle. He said, oh, Zion. Amen. Zion. And Zion was going through some things. And, amen. But he said, God's going to have mercy in that. That it may be in bad shape, but thy servants, we take pleasure. Amen. In the house of God, in her stones, even the dust of the house of God, we find that to be favorable. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
David's going to find help by passion for God's tabernacle. We'll preach through some of them verses. Pondering on God's testimony. Amen. Somebody said, well, them Bible authors, they didn't know what all they was writing. According to Psalm 102, David was well aware, Brother Mike, verse number 18, he said, this shall be written for the generation to come. David said, what I'm writing, what I am praying, what God is letting me write down, amen, is for those that are coming after me that are going to be beat down so they can go to the Word of God and see the testimony of the Lord, how God has helped so many other people. It will be a help to them that they know He's the same God today. Pondering on God's testimony. And then he was helped by pulling from God's triumph. I can't wait to preach this. David said in verse 23, he weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. Somebody said, well, God don't weaken us. Does he not? God's purpose in your life is to weaken you to the place you realize you cannot make it on your own. David said, what's going on in my life? Now, he ain't blaming God for Absalom's rebellion. What he's doing is saying, God is using what is going on in my life to weaken me and break me and shorten my days. Why? Because after he says this, he says, he may have weakened me and shortened my days, but I know he is going to endure. What he is really saying, Jesse, is, I may be weak, but I'm going to make it by the strength and the endurance of God Almighty. I'm pulling from God's triumph. Amen. Preacher, how do we bounce back after we beat down? You better learn something about walking in the victory and the triumph of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll say some things about that. And I'm thinking verse 28. Amen, that David is helped to bounce back after he's been beat down by promises concerning God's treasure. So what do you mean? He ends his psalm saying, the children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. If the background is Absalom's rebellion, that is David's own son that has tried to, a man has tried to shortcut and get outside of the will of God for his life and David's life and their family. David said, I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know how well things will be with Absalom, but I know this, God is interested in my children.
Amen.
My children are important to my God.
And I will make it back regardless of what is going on in their life, knowing that God is doing everything He can do that they could possibly, that they may not even possibly understand. He is doing everything in their life so that He can get glory out of their life and they continue and they be established and they succeed in a walk with Him. Amen. David can bounce back. Amen. And those of us that are parents and grandparents, amen, our treasure in earth is our children and our grandchildren. But can I tell you, as much as we love them, God loves them. As much as we want them to be saved, God far greater wants them to be saved. We have some promises tonight that if there's any hope for our children, amen, God has got to be the one that works in their life. Amen. And when you feel beat down, just understand you make it. God is invested not only in you, but your seed after you. And I thank the Lord for it. Amen. Bouncing back after you've been beat down. Let's study that psalm. You'll be looking at it and we'll unfold. Several statements are made in there I want to elaborate on, and we'll preach through those points. All right.